question was asked, we find that when the Torah was given in the desert, so the desert, which is Chutz La'aretz, was a place of tremendous spirituality. God was in our midst. We had a Mishkan, great spirituality. And in our parsha, we see the spies go into the land of Israel. The land of Israel was a place of great gashmius, was a place of great physical abundance. It seems that at that point in world history, you had great spirituality outside Israel and great material wealth inside the land of Israel. And today, we see that things have reversed, that outside Israel, it seems there's great material wealth, and inside Israel, we see great spirituality. So, firstly, we have to know there's a Mishnah, there's a Medrash, there's a Mechilta, that says that Ad shelo nivchera Eretz Yisrael, before the Jewish people entered the land of Israel, so then all the lands were fit for prophecy. The Torah was given in Chutz La'aretz. Moshe Rabbeinu got his prophecy in Chutz La'aretz. Before we enter the land of Israel and build our temple, so then there was much greater potential for spirituality outside the land of Israel. That the Mechilta says, it's in numerous places. Once we entered, and once Jerusalem was established, so then you have a situation where the rest of the lands lost their potential. You can't have prophecy in Chutz La'aretz anymore. It's over. So the Israel went up, and the rest of the world went down. Two things happened. So in a spiritual sense, you're right, that the potential for spirituality outside Israel was much greater before we entered Israel. Once we entered and settled the land and established things, that's it. The rest of the world lost its potential for spirituality on a certain level. And the land of Israel remained the central place. It always had the potential for that. You see, Avraham Avinu went there. You see, even the Gentiles here were more receptive to monotheism than anywhere else. That's why God sends them here. He says, what's the point in you being out in Iraq? No one to talk to over there. They're just trying to kill you. Go over to Israel, and over there you'll find converts. Over there you'll find people with potential for monotheism. Over there you'll do good work. And that's the land where Avram also feels more connected to Hashem. And then so that's the land from the beginning of time that has this greater potential for connection with Hashem. But Chutz La'aretz also had potential. Avram gets prophecy in Chutz La'aretz. Moshe gets prophecy in Chutz La'aretz. Everyone until we enter the land of Israel, you have prophecy in Chutz La'aretz. So there is this change that happens when we come in and settle the land. That's number one. So the land of Israel now has great potential for spirituality. That's the way it always was, and became even greater when we entered the land of Israel, and Chutz La'aretz lost that potential. You could learn Torah in Chutz La'aretz. You could become a giant. The whole Babylonian Talmud was written in Chutz La'aretz. All the years we lived in Chutz La'aretz, we had giants in Torah. But the land of Israel has greater potential. Even the air over here helps you grow. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. So that's point number one. As far as materialistically, so the fact that there's material wealth outside the land of Israel, well, that was true back then too. Egypt was the wealthy empire. You had wealthy empires outside Israel throughout world history. That's not something that changed. Even in the time that we were in the desert, you had wealthy empires outside Israel. Kush u'Hunan in Mitzrayim, and he had wealthy empires. The fact that in Chutz La'aretz there's wealth, I don't think that's a question. I don't think that's something new. What about the land of Israel? So the Pesukim tell us, we say it in Shema every day, V'ayayim shamoa tishmu en mitzvotai. If we as a people keep the mitzvos, then the land of Israel will produce its fruits the way it should. Chazal tell us that in their days, the fruits here were so much better than anywhere else that you could always recognize Israeli fruits wherever you went. The Mishnah in Dmai says that there are certain fruits which you know wherever you are, you have to take off Trumas Maisers. You know they're Israeli fruits. And there are certain things that if you eat, you know they're from Chutz La'aretz because Israel produces much better fruits. So, That I think is still a fact today. The land is producing excellent produce. We're not benefiting from it yet. Where our material wealth is, well, that's a question of what we deserve at this point. There was always trade going on in Israel, and Israel always had potential for great material wealth, and it's something that Be'ezrat Hashem will come. Only it's contingent on whether we deserve it. Meaning in Chutz La'aretz, the wealth is there to be had. Like someone told me, Israel is the land flowing with milk and honey, and America is the land flowing with filth and money. It's true. I mean, the same job you get 40,000 shekel for in Israel, you get $40,000 for in America. The identical job. A lot of people that make aliyah will tell you that. It's not only in high tech and in medicine and many fields. So the expenses there are greater. And the chinuch there, and then you pay a huge price. But at the end of the day, it's true. There is great potential to make money outside Israel. But you know what? There's great potential to make money inside Israel too. And it's something that's growing. The land, it says that when Israel comes back to the land, so then the land will produce. The Talmud says that's the greatest sign. You know why it's called the green line? Because wherever we went till that line, it was green. And beyond that, it was desolate, desert. That's why it's called the green line, because you could literally see up to there is green. And that's a blessing that we connect with the land and the land will produce for us. It's not easy. It doesn't mean that everyone that makes Aliyah will become a millionaire. It takes work. And to a certain extent, Hashem says that inside the land of Israel, He looks more closely at us. And when you're looked at more closely, so then that has its benefits and that has its detriments. there's a closer connection to Hashem and there are greater demands. You know, if the son is living out far away, so then the father just sends him a check and he's happy every time the son sends him a letter or something. Very good. If the son is living under his nose, so then the father knows how often he wakes up late, and the father knows how many times he speaks disrespectfully to the advisors, and the father knows all the details of his life. So then he's far more apt to hold him up to par, and he's going to say, "Hey, son, better do this then. Now I'm not giving you the stipend this week. This week I didn't like the way you did your homework or other things." Now, which son is going to come out better? Chances are, if the father's a good father, then the son that's living closer to the father will end up being a much better person. It's true that the son that's further away, well, he's getting his check every month because the father has no clue what's going on with him. So he sends a letter here and there. He seems nice. Okay. Batzacha. Who's going to end up more developed? Who's going to end up a greater person? Probably the one that's living under the father, if the father's a good father. In Chutz Aretz, Chazal say, there's an element that we're under the stars of the nations. So to speak, their mazel is our mazel. When their empire goes up, we go up. When they become wealthy, we become wealthy. When their empire goes down, okay, so then we go with them. Chazal say that when you're in Chutz La'aretz, so then you're with that nation, so to speak, as far as the mazel goes, as far as one's luck, we might call it. When you're in Israel, so then you're under God. God's looking at each person. And every person has his own cheshbon, and the Jewish people at large have their cheshbon inside the land of Israel. But that doesn't mean that it's easy to prosper in such a situation. Be'ezrat Hashem, we live up to our part. That's Vayayim Shamot Tishmu. That's the promise that the Torah gives us, that we will see abundance and we will reap the benefits of living here in Israel, and the land has tremendous potential. The Medrash has pages after pages describing how the land had produce that other nations couldn't compare. We have it in our Jewish stories online. I think those are the last stories we did. Yeah. The last stories we did at this point should be the stories about the great produce of the land of Israel. So there is potential, and Be'ezrat Hashem, the land of Israel should be a tremendously beneficial and productive land on a material level as well. We don't strive to live in poverty here. The Torah, on the contrary, the Torah describes that there will be an abundance here, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we will merit to see it as well.